You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up tonight after 7, it's True Stories Told Live on the Moth Radio Hour. On this week's edition, an unlikely romance between an outdoorsy guy and an indoorsy woman, the trials and tribulations of a marriage plus 8 children, and Peter Sagal distracts himself from the pain of his divorce by running a marathon. That's tonight after 7 here on the Ideas Network.
First, we've been reaching out to members of Wisconsin's congressional delegations in the lead up to and now the start of the new session. We spoke with Speaker of the House Paul Ryan in December and Democratic Representative Mark Pocan earlier this week. Republican Representative and Mike Gallagher will be on the Joy Cardin Show tomorrow morning at 7:30 to talk about congressional priorities.
When we first put out a call to Democrat Ron Kind of Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, it was to talk about a bill that he's sponsoring to reward healthy behaviors through tax breaks. Since then, a lot of other topics have come up that we wanted to get his take on. We talked to the congressman earlier this morning. Representative Kind, welcome back to the show.
My pleasure.
Let's first of all talk about the House leadership of your party in the leadership election this week. You did not vote to reelect Nancy Pelosi as the minority leader. Why not?
It was more about Jim Cooper. Jim Cooper is a good friend of mine. I've known him for a number of years. He's a member from Tennessee. He's probably the most decent and pragmatic member that I know here in Congress. And he's shown an ability to find some common ground to get things done. I think we need more of that right now with, quite frankly, the leadership in both parties. But I also think National Democratic Party has a bit of an image problem in the heartland of America. All of our leaders right now are from the East and West Coast, and the 3 top leaders in the House are approaching 80 years old. Is that really the image you want to be projecting for the 21st century here in America, especially for us in middle America?
Are your fellow Democrats taking that issue of leadership being both coastal and aging seriously?
Well, there's been a serious discussion, certainly, after the election, and it will continue in that. But this is nothing against Nancy Pelosi or Steny Hoyer. They are incredibly hardworking individuals and good friends of mine, quite frankly. But I also think the Democrats need to do a better job of connecting with people in the heartland, in rural America, especially where we didn't perform as well this past election. And our policies have a lot to offer people in that area. But you never guess it, because we got to show up more. And the fact that Secretary Clinton did not set foot in Wisconsin once after the primary, I think, was an indication of the problem that she faced at home.
Do you have worries about the Democratic Party here in Wisconsin, in particular, a pretty long losing streak in a lot of key elections?
Yeah, it is, and I am concerned. And I've been working hard with my fellow Democrats around the state what we can do to resurrect the party to be more competitive. But let's not fool ourselves. The Republicans have done a really nice job of stacking the deck against us with the redistricting that they pulled off in the state that loaded up these districts, the voter suppression measures that are making it more difficult for people to participate in elections, the dark money that's playing in the political system right now. All this, I think, needs to be cleaned up and reformed so we have a more accountable and more transparent democracy for the people in Wisconsin.
First week of a new congressional session. Your thoughts on what you've seen so far from a, again, Republican-dominated House and Senate?
Well, they stubbed their toe. The first thing out of the block, they wanted to eliminate the Office of Congressional Ethics. That is not what I was hearing in the course of the campaign last year, that people were anxious to repeal that government watchdog group, one that's in charge of overseeing the Congress, making sure that we're all playing by the rules. And they had to backtrack from that. And they tried doing it, and this is what's really troubling, at the dark of night, the night before the vote was going to be taken, no consultation with the Democratic Party. And when we found out about it, we cried foul. And the media picked up on it, and the phone call started to light up Capitol Hill. And then finally, President-elect Trump weighed in, too, and they backed off from that senseless, silly measure. I hope that's not an indication of what they're going to continue to try to poke here in the days, because there are some serious issues that need to be addressed in this country. We need to be working better together rather than trying to pull these quick one-offs without anyone paying attention.
One thing Republicans did talk about during the election campaign was repealing the Affordable Care Act. It looks like that's still at the top of their agenda. There were some problems there. This was not working as I think anybody had hoped it would. What do you see coming out of this this debate and this possible repeal?
Well, listen, I think they need to be careful. I mean, we're talking about millions of Americans now who are for the first time able to get affordable, quality health care coverage in their life. And not coming forward with an alternative or a plan B, I think, is very irresponsible. Right now they're talking about repealing it, but no replacement. And if they just do repeal, it could lead to chaos in the health insurance market and with premiums for all us Americans. So I think they need to tread with some caution, but also be honest with the American people and recognize that there are good, positive features of the Affordable Care Act that should be preserved. I mean, the fact that young adults now can stay on their parents' plan through 26, the fact that people with pre-existing conditions can no longer be excluded, the fact that there are now lifetime and yearly payment caps, out-of-pocket expenses for all people are very good, positive features of what was done. And perhaps most importantly, something I've been especially focused on working with our healthcare providers throughout Wisconsin, continuing the delivery system reform that leads us to a better value or quality-based healthcare system and also for a better bang for our buck. And that too is something that's happening under the Affordable Care Act payment reform. So we're going to be paying providers based on the quality or the value of care they're giving and no longer the volume of services that are administered. And that's leading to huge cost containment within the entire healthcare system. So I think if they approach it from that point of honesty, but also recognizing, that, as you pointed out, Rob, that there are some problems with the healthcare reform, that's something we should be able to work together on rather than just using it as a political punching bag.
Talking to Congressman Ron Kind, a Democrat from Western Wisconsin. Big news today, Russian hacking intelligence officials are testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee today. Outgoing President Obama is going to hear a briefing today. President-elect Trump is scheduled to get a briefing tomorrow. How convinced are you that Russian hackers were responsible for all these leaks that we saw from the Democratic Party leading up to the election?
Well, I'm absolutely convinced based on the briefings that we've been getting too as members of Congress and some of the classified information that's been shown to us. And more importantly, the fact that all 17 of our intelligence agencies are in complete agreement with the highest level of confidence that Russia was behind it, Russia was doing to meddle and try to influence the outcome of our election. And the fact that we got a president-elect coming into office that's choosing his side with President Putin and Russia on this, or with Julian Assange, is astounding to me. I mean, the intelligence community as a whole is some of the most nonpartisan, professional, fact-based people who are risking their lives every day to gather this information across the globe in order to keep us safer and more secure. And for the president-elect to choose sides against them and to align himself with President Putin is astounding to me and extremely dangerous. So I hope that with the briefings that President-elect Trump receives in the coming days, he'll have a second thought about this and think beyond just himself. And I know he's concerned that this might delegitimize his election result, but this isn't just about the United States. This is Russia meddling in all democratic elections throughout Europe, Eastern Europe, anywhere else where we're trying to have fair and free and open elections. And that's his whole goal here, is to undermine democracy, undermine the U.S. intelligence agencies so we have little support around the globe. And that just creates a more dangerous world. So I don't know who's advising President-elect Trump right now, but what he's doing is he's choosing sides against the family. And that's never good.
Finally, I want to talk about some legislation you've been working on, the Personal Health Investment Today, or FIT, with a PH Act. What would that do?
Well, it again emphasizes the need for us Americans, all of us, to be more active, to live healthier lifestyles, to eat better, to exercise more. And we do that through the tax code. We spend so much money on health care expenses in the tax code at the end of care when we're dealing with chronic disease management, and very little incentives in the tax code to encourage people to purchase exercise equipment, to join that gym, to be involved in activities that will keep us more physically fit. And we found through studies that the more active people are, the healthier they eat, the less chronic diseases are developed, and people tend to live healthier, more productive lives. And I think there needs to be greater upfront emphasis on overall wellness and health care in our country rather than just trying to treat disease on the back end, which we've been doing for a very long time and spending a lot of money doing it, and we're not getting the type of care that we need.
We'll leave it there for now. Congressman Kind, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob. Happy New Year.
Democrat Ron Kind represents Western Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, a seat he's held since 1997. He joined us to talk about the first few days of the new congressional session and what he thinks his party needs to do to win back Wisconsin.